Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with a KUAC News Minor Update. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed a ruling that barred the Fairbanks Four from suing the city of Fairbanks for wrongful imprisonment in the 1997 killing of 15-year-old John Hartman. The panel, in a 2-1 decision, said the lawsuit brought by the four men, Marvin Roberts, Kevin Peace, Eugene Vint, and George Freese, could proceed even though their convictions were vacated in a 2015 agreement with the state. In the agreement, they agreed not to sue the city or state for their treatment by the Fairbanks Police Department and the District Attorney's Office. The four men together spent more than 70 years in prison for their 1999 convictions of killing Hartman, who was found severely beaten at the corner of Barnett Street and 9th Avenue on October 11, 1997. Roberts, Peace, Vint, and Freese were arrested within 36 hours of the discovery of Hartman on the street corner. The four pleaded not guilty to murder and assault charges and were convicted in separate trials in 1999. In 2015, however, a 5-week hearing in Fairbanks Superior Court was held regarding the claims of another man, William Holmes, that it was he and several friends who killed Hartman. The Fairbanks Four reached the settlement agreement with the state before the judge was able to rule. The four sued the city of Fairbanks and four police officers in federal court in 2017, claiming civil rights violations through malicious prosecution and wrongful imprisonment. City of Fairbanks officials did not respond to a request for comment. The effort to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy has resumed after an Anchorage Superior Court judge took back a stay order that had briefly paused the campaign. Alaska Public Media reports that Judge Eric Arseth says he issued the stay accidentally, but he hasn't explained exactly what happened. For now, Arseth's latest ruling allows the recall group to proceed with signature gathering, but Dunleavy supporters have threatened to appeal an earlier Arseth decision that found the petition language includes legal grounds for recall, and they are seeking a stay on signature gathering. In Juneau, Governor Dunleavy has introduced four business-related bills. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report the administration linked the bills to the governor's slogan that, quote, Alaska is open for business. The bills would decrease the unemployment insurance tax rate paid by businesses and change regulations on professional licenses, timber sales, and geothermal development. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.